Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, October 27th.
Yeah, well, you got to stick together first, and then you got to practice the right way, and you got to transfer that on the playing field. And coaches have to make sure that they keep trying to put their players in the best possible position that they can to make plays. There's got to be a universal joint effort that takes place to do that. Unless you're doing that and feeling that, then it doesn't change around. I mean, that's how that goes. So we got to make sure we're all pulling in the same direction there and getting it done.
On Monday, Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid was asked how the team begins to turn this season around. We know there's more than just one problem plaguing the Chiefs right now, and with no bye week anytime in the near future, the Chiefs will have to make the most of their extra day of preparation heading into Monday Night Football. Keep in mind here, we won't get an injury update from Reid until Thursday of this week, thanks to that Monday night matchup at Arrowhead Stadium. The New York Giants currently sit at the bottom of the NFC East at 2-5, but they are coming off a 25-3 win over the Carolina Panthers. They don't do anything particularly well, but they have managed to pressure quarterbacks at a reasonable rate this season. Through seven games, the Giants have 16 sacks on the year, led by rookie second-round pick Azeez Ojulari, who's picked up 5.5 on the season. Veteran Leonard Williams is second on the team with 4.5. With the Chiefs' offensive line struggling and Patrick Mahomes coming off a game in which he was sacked 4 times and seemingly under pressure from start to finish, you may not want to sleep on the Giants' defensive line on Monday night.
Yeah, you know, listen, I thought one of the positives, Pete, was on the plane. You know, all the guys have these iPads now. So on the plane, they all had the game on. They were all looking at the game in the back of the plane. And it wasn't, you know, the loud music or whatever you can perceive to be hope that goes on. This was focused on trying to get better and looking at it, curious to see, you know, what went wrong. And so I can handle that. That normally tells you got a pretty strong locker room. And we need that right now. That's what we need. We need strong coaches and coaching, and we need a good, solid, strong locker room. And so guys want to do the right thing. We've got to make sure that we're putting them in position to do it, and then when they're put there, that they execute it the right way and then make the play.
As you may have heard on the From the Podium podcast right here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, that did not really answer my question exactly regarding the Chiefs' schedule this week, but it was a rather interesting note. It is good to hear just how locked in the Chiefs are and how much they care, but this is still uncharted territory in the Patrick Mahomes era. There do seem to be unfixable problems with this team, but perhaps a home primetime game against a 2-5 team could be just what the doctor ordered as far as getting it right.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that, you know, here we sit with you know, average record, and you've been up and down both sides of the ball, and you know, you try to go above and beyond what you're doing. Sometimes it throws things out of whack. And this is both sides of the ball. This isn't just one side I'm talking about. So, you know, that's what, like I said, it's what guys that I've seen do the things. But as you know, as play callers, we've all got to go back and look at what we're giving our guys to work with. I mean, that's where we've all got a piece of this.
Of course, Andy Reid wasn't going to openly blame the defense for the complete team struggles, but it's becoming obvious this unit certainly isn't holding up to its side of the bargain. While they did hold the Titans scoreless in the second half, the game was over by then. Through 7 weeks, the defensive unit finds itself at the bottom of the NFL in virtually every statistical category.
Yeah, that was one thing I thought was good. I mean, we're seeing a lot of teams just tank it in the second half. I didn't see that. I saw guys busting their tail to get the job done. We were off. And, you know, you're playing a good football team, you cannot be off. That's the bottom line. We have to figure out a way to do that. That's what we've done in the past. We've been able to do that. And so got to keep an urgency up to in practice and the right frame of mind when we're playing the game to get that done. You know, that again comes back to what you've got coaches and what you got in the locker room and that. So, you know, but there's got to be that urgency's got to be there.
We see it quite often in the NFL where teams may look a little disinterested in losing campaigns. And there have been moments where you might feel that way about this Chiefs team. But Big Red is still confident in the team's chances of turning it around, as well as the effort he's getting out of them on a weekly basis. They at least seem to have found an answer in the way they are utilizing their young linebackers in Nick Bolton and Willie Gay Jr., with Anthony Hitchens out of the lineup. And Juan Thornhill's added playing time seems to be making a real difference. The Chiefs have pitched 2 second-half shutouts in a row. Now they need to do something like that for 4 quarters.
I don't even really know what that means. I mean, if you, whenever you're in the Super Bowl, you want to get back. I mean, that, winning one and losing one. I mean, I think losing one maybe even more, that you want to find a way to get back to that game. We've kind of had that target on our back for the last couple of years now. I mean, to me, it's a great thing to have. You get the best shot from every single team, so you get to see really where you're at every single week. And it prepares you for the runs in the playoffs, or prepares you for the runs at the end of the season. I'm excited for the challenge. I mean, when you look back at some of the great moments of great teams, they've went through adversity. And so I'm excited for the challenge of it, to try to see how we respond and see if we can make this a memorable season that a lot of people will get to talk about how we didn't start the way we wanted to and we kind of became who we wanted to become.
We've reached the point in these struggles where takes on Patrick Mahomes are loud and probably to an extent warranted. He does leave the NFL in interceptions through 7 weeks. The quarterback is not in good company right now, and he's well aware of that fact. Whether it's the offensive line dropping back too deep, forcing throws, or trying to extend things instead of living to fight another play, nothing is working in that regard. And to make matters worse, the Chiefs hit a brutal stretch after this week's game against the Giants. So they have to utilize the limited extra time this week to make adjustments and work through some of those consistent problems. The good thing, it's all up from here, right here on the Arrowhead Drive for Wednesday, October 27th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, the Brit Chief is out for the week, but Tom Childs is still moving forward with his Great British Chief Show as the boys explore the New York Giants. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Red Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.